You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
Joel chapter 2, verses 12 to 18. Yet even now, says the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your hearts and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love, and repents of evil. Who knows whether he will not turn and repent and leave a blessing behind him, a cereal offering and a drink offering for the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Sanctify a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children, even nursing infants. Let the bridegroom leave his room and the bride her chamber. Between the vestibule and the altar, let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep and say, spare thy people, O Lord, and make not thy heritage a reproach, a byword among the nations. Why should they say among the peoples, where is their God? Then the Lord became jealous for his land and had pity on his people. The context of this prophecy of Joel is a plague of locusts, which is depicted by the prophet as a great army. In this plague is a judgment from the Lord. We're left to infer the suffering that it must have caused due to hunger, but what we're told here is that this is a great misfortune because it has destroyed what is necessary in order to worship the Lord, the cereal offering and the drink offering, and what's necessary in order to feast before the Lord, sweet wine. And in the midst of this judgment, the Lord holds out for his people that repentance will bring an end to judgment. The Lord may relent and give what is necessary for worship. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and repents of evil. It's the character of the Lord himself that's the foundation of the hope for his people that when they repent, he will relent of the things that he's brought upon them in judgment. When it says here in the RSV translation, he repents of evil, it doesn't mean that the Lord, of course, has committed moral evil, but evil is a word with a broader meaning that can include simply bad things that happen. And his repenting of evil is not a moral turning, but rather a reversal of the judgment that he's brought upon his people. The Lord, in bringing an end to judgment then, may relent and leave behind what's necessary for worship, the cereal offering and the drink offering. Two things go together here in the repentance. Active expression of sorrow for sin, which we see in the calling of the assembly, the fasting and the weeping and the mourning, and the fact that the bridegroom and the bride, on the cusp of their wedding, you might say, leave their chamber and their room and go to join the fast, go to join the assembly. And second, not only this active expression of sorrow for sin, but a real change of heart. So he calls upon his people and he says, rend your hearts, not your garments. The rending of the garments, the tearing of the garments, was a strong expression of sorrow or repentance. And he says, rend not your garments, but your hearts. Let your hearts be torn. We think of Psalm 51, where it speaks of repenting from the heart or mourning from the heart. And rending the garments expresses what's meant to go on internally. And what the Lord desires is the internal change that's outwardly signified by these expressions. Also, take note of the fact that this is a national event. The whole body observes the season of repentance. And in the season of the 40 days, the Christian people engage in a corporate turning to the Lord, a corporate expression of repentance, a corporate examination of their hearts. The roots of this season, in preparation for Easter, were the corporate prayer that was carried on among the Christian people for those who were to be baptized at the time of Easter. So this prophecy emphasizes the privilege of entering into worship, that God himself must provide what's necessary for worship. It comes from his blessing. The ability to worship God is itself a blessing, and that gives us an orientation to this season, a season of repentance, opening the way to the great feast in which we celebrate the redemption, celebrate our deliverance, and in which still we see many, many thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people baptized to enter into the new life that includes the great privilege of entering into the very courts of the Lord and worshiping him, offering him a cereal offering, a drink offering of a heart renewed, and turn to him in humble adoration.
This podcast was produced by the Sermons of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, visit us on servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes.